So before starting sermon, can you watch a video? Please play that.
I send you to gather my sheep. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Simon Bar-Jona, by the authority of the holy priesthood that I hold.
Rabbi, I beseech thee, my little daughter.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence.
Jesus called. Today I have a remote controller. Today I'm a master of the worship PBD. I can control them. Anyway, it's okay. So Jesus called 12 disciples to follow him and also to follow what he had done. It reminds us of Jesus' call to discipleship, urging us to embrace our unique calling for the kingdom of God. Moreover, it reminds us that living as a disciple is not easy. However, we can find a profound hope that sustains us in difficulties. Today, I hope you discover the significance of answering Jesus' call as his disciples. In Matthew 9:35, we witness Jesus going through various towns and villages, teaching, preaching, and healing. His ministry embodies compassion, love, and the kingdom of God. Jesus extends his call to each of us as disciples, inviting us to be partakers in his works. He urges us to embrace our unique calling, utilizing our gifts and talents to expand his kingdom. In Matthew 10:1, we see Jesus calling and empowering his disciples with the authority to heal disease and sickness and drive out impure spirits. Similarly, he empowers us today to carry on his reconciliation, healing, and restoration. We have been entrusted with specific gifts, skills, and passions. As disciples, we are called to discern and use these gifts to impact our world positively. However, the journey to being a disciple is challenging. In Romans 5:3-4, the Apostle Paul encourages us to rejoice in our sufferings because they produce endurance, character, and hope. It implies that challenges are an inevitable part of our discipleship journey. We may face conflicts or opposition and even division. These challenges, however, may refine our faith and deepen our commitment to the mission and ministry of God. In Romans 5:6, we are reminded that Christ died for us while we were still weak and vulnerable. This profound act of love demonstrates that we are not alone on this journey. Jesus, who experienced the suffering and sacrifice, walks together through our difficulties. He understands our struggles, doubts, and fears. When we believe his message and presence in us, we find the strength and perseverance to overcome the obstacles that come our way. Despite the challenges, we can find hope in the journey of discipleship. In Romans 5:5, Paul tells us that our hope will not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This hope sustains us in times of difficulty, giving us the courage to press on. The hope is with the faith that Jesus has triumphed over sin and death, and we are united with him in this victory. Furthermore, Romans 5:8 highlights the immeasurable depth of God's love. Christ died for us while we were sinners. This sacrificial love reveals the heart of our God, who desires an intimate relationship with each of his disciples. This love makes our hope and determination and empowers us to live out our unique calling in our disciples' lives. Today, I'd like to think about what the terms discipleship and student means. The terms student and disciple are often used interchangeably, but they can differ slightly depending on the context. A student typically refers to someone engaged in learning, often within a formal educational setting, such as a school or university. On the other hand, a disciple often means a closer and more personal relationship with a teacher and mentor, involving intellectual learning and a deeper commitment to the teacher's teaching, values, and way of life. I think the significant difference between these two terms is about relationship. A student typically learns from a teacher in a more structured and formal manner. The relationship is generally focused on the taking of knowledge and skills. In contrast, a disciple often develops a more intimate and personal relationship with a teacher, not only emphasizing the transmission of knowledge, but also spiritual, moral, or philosophical guidance. Of course, discipleship involves learning God and his message is important to form discipleship. Discipleship, however, means deeper relationship and connection through accompanying the teacher's teaching. The disciple may aspire to emulate the teacher's qualities and follow their teachings as a way of life. So, as you know, I was a professional guitarist. In Korea, at the time, when I was young, there is only one academic college, music academy college in South Korea, just one. So I didn't have any chance or opportunity to learn playing guitar professionally. So I have some friend. So he introduced me to a guitarist. That guitarist, at the time, he's not famous. I didn't know him because he's not famous. So, but because of my friend, I started learning guitar from him. And a couple of years later, my teacher, guitar teacher, he became the best guitarist in Korea. His status perfectly changed. Everyone went to him to learn guitar. But he had only 3 people learned from him. I'm one of them. So it was really a blessing for me. And 10 years later, 20 years later, he started he had a teaching job in university. So now he has been teaching to students in a couple of universities. But it's quite different because I have a personal relationship with him. And I also know his life, how he learned the guitar, how much he tried to study the guitar, to play as a professional guitarist. And also he guided me, and also he introduced me to other entertainment agency. So when he was very busy, he introduced me to the agency, and he's my guys. His play style is really similar with me, so you can take him. You will be really happy. So that's the reason why I started the musician's life at the time. This is quite different. Now there are many, many, many students learning guitar from him. But yes, he teaches for them the guitar, but he hasn't introduced them to some agency or some personal relationship. Just this is quite different. This is what I'm talking about, the difference between discipleship and student. Of course, I'm not saying I'm a disciple of him, but I have a more intimate relationship other than students. So we watch the second video. Let it sound.
You as well. Yes, you, James.
Okay, we start again, okay? Yep.
You as well. Yes, you, James and John, come, follow me.
He said he was building a kingdom, a fortress stronger than stone. I believed him.
Join me, and I will show you a new way to count and measure, a different way of seeing time.
Matthew, son of Alphaeus, follow me.
It's a very short message, only 2 words.
Mine is also short. Follow me.
I will.
I saw you under the fig tree.
Rabbi.
There it is.
Without my secret dagger, why do you need someone like me?
I have everything I need, but I wanted you. Will you praise God?
Every day.
Well, in that case, Judas, follow me.
Jesus called each disciple Jesus already knew who they were, such as their jobs, personalities, and expectations. When they acknowledged the calling and decided to follow Jesus, they could join Jesus' ministry and get into a deeper relationship with Jesus. And eventually, after Jesus' ascension, they did the same things that Jesus has done: sending gospel message, baptizing, healing, and even casting out demons for people in difficulties. My brothers and sisters, what's your calling as a disciple? What's the calling of Endeavor Hills Uniting Church as a community of disciples? Why has God sent us into this congregation? These questions are important to form our church community, ministry, even relationship with God. Just as every believer has different calling and talent, every congregation has various calling and gift. My calling is different to Inika. Endeavor Hills Uniting Church's calling is different to Narrower North. Everyone, every congregation has a different calling. Even if we have a different calling and gift, we are united as brothers and sisters in Christ. We have various people. Heather is really good for hospital visiting. Inika really good for supporting me as a retired minister. And also, Pam also very good as a council of chair of the council for a couple of years. Linda was really good for, especially I think, early word. Every children is really happy with you. We have different people, different talents, different gifts. But we are united as one, as community of disciples. Today we are reminded of Jesus' call to discipleship and our individual and collective calling in the kingdom of God. Although the journey of discipleship is challenging, we find hope in faith and relationship in God. Calling is not for particular people such as church minister. God is still calling us to follow the way and the message of His Son, Jesus Christ. So today I want to be disciples of Jesus, following your individual calling for the kingdom of God and following what Jesus has done. I want you to be disciples, having hope and keeping relationship with God in even difficult times. I want you to be disciples, showing the love and hope in God and changing the world to the kingdom of God, filled with peace and love. May the Spirit of God guide and protect us on our journey to be loyal disciples of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the powerful and transformative words from your scriptures. We are grateful to find your divine love, compassion, and the call to discipleship. We pray that you fill our hearts with the same passion for sharing the gospel message and caring for those hurting physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We acknowledge that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, reconciling us to you. Help us fully comprehend your love and the extent of your mercy, so we may share it with others who desperately need to experience your forgiveness and love. We ask for your guidance and direction. Help us to discern opportunity to serve and love those around us just as Jesus did. May your Holy Spirit guide our words and actions so that we may be effective witnesses of your grace and truth. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.